Bella D'Angelo Show. A unique voice in conservative talk radio can now be heard, irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
I'm listening to this as forget the Mickey Mouse madness. Sometimes I sit and I think about the Mickey Mouse madness of all the things that I've done, things I've gotten myself into. Sometimes it just surprises me. And before I bring on AJ and Ruthie, I got to tell you guys, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to get to talking about the biggest terror attack since 9/11 and Barry and Hillary's, more gun laws and all the bullshit that comes out of both of their little talking heads. Jesus, So on Saturday, Facebook comes up with your memories from past. And of course, I'm coming up on 6 years of sitting in my pickup on a cell phone, trying to get people to wake up and pay attention so that we get this right in November. And anyway, so I'm on my computer, guys, and Facebook comes up with a memory, and it says, uh-oh, Belle takes the wheel on her own, of course, announcing my radio show. So I clicked to listen to it, and I forgot. I mean, when you've done so many shows, every once, you don't remember. Of course, can't remember all of them, but I'm listening to myself, you guys. And it starts coming back to me because I have done so many things, gone so many different places, worked, four states in almost 6 years, four oil plays, and I'm sitting there listening to myself. I had driven from Fort Worth, Texas to Dickinson, North Dakota in one day, and never letting down on my commitment, my relentlessness to do this radio show. I got into my hotel room that night, and because I'm not very technically savvy, I'm technically retarded, I admit that all the time, I relied heavily on my co-host to run the screen for the show on Blog Talk. Well, I was so happy that I made it in on time, and so I turn on Fox, and I'm watching Glenn Beck before he lost his ever-loving, stupid rabbit-ass mind. And Beck is talking about what I had been saying for a very long time, that we had to walk, talk, think, and act differently if we were going to take this country back from the mad. But then it was just the progressive liberals. We hadn't even started to realize just incestuous the rhino Republicans were in the whole establishment, that they're all in on it together. So anyways, I'm happy I'm in on time. And I'm dialing into the show, and then, you guys, I can't believe I'm listening to myself as I realize I don't know how to run the switchboard. And so I brilliantly, at least I thought, conference call Blog Talk. That's back when Blog Talk answered and they had customer service. On my own radio show, ladies, I'm calling Blog Talk to ask them how to run my own show and how to do sound check. I was laughing so hard I couldn't believe that I didn't just, why didn't I just say, okay, I'm on my own, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm stupid, I can't do this, just save the embarrassed. Well, the funny thing was, my good friend Larock Benford, never forget, thank you for your service, Larock. He's out in California. He listened that night, and he called me afterwards, and he said, I don't know of anybody else that can sit and talk to herself for 2 hours straight, make jokes, and actually laugh at her own jokes. And I just said, well, you know what? I am one girl that is so dedicated to making a difference and doing what I need to do. I'm just relentless, and I will not back down. This is one girl that loves her country, one girl that wants to make a difference. And I'm so honored to have AJ Kern, who is running for Congress against Tom Emmer, the Muzzy-loving Thug, and Ruthie Hendricks of the Ruthie Report, who you do your job for. I think it's been 8 years, Ruthie, that you've had your radio show against illegal immigration.
Yep, starting my eighth year. Yep.
Woo!
And it's worse now than it was then.
We got connected because, all because I was on 1280 The Patriot, and Mark Griffin introduced me to Ron Branson, who introduced me to you, and I said I want to support your campaign, and I told everybody, I want everybody to hear, you know, far right wing, roughneck, rebel women that love this country and fighting like hell and like mad, and I support you 100% because I want to get you in Congress. AJ, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. I appreciate your support. It's a tough one because we do have a corrupt system, and so it's always difficult for true constitutional conservatives, especially if they're a Christian and really care about this country, that, as I agree with Trump, that we need to stop being the dumping ground of the world. It's difficult to actually wage these campaigns with it. It's really rigged in favor of the incumbent.
Before we get too serious yet, AJ, because we're in a revolutionary time, but I got to make you guys laugh before we get into it, because that is the goal of this first segment. And because as one of the Trust Vets guys that I was talking to, and you guys have connected with them, Dennis Davis, who, he was asking me, am I more effective trying to talk to all the like-minded or go after those that do not listen, do not pay attention? That's what this show has always been designed about. But if you think, you know, and I try to remind myself at the moments when you get really tested, and then I remind myself of other times when I got tested more than days like today when you sit back. But you gotta, you know, nothing great was ever gained without an uphill battle. And literally, I said this, I came up with it when I was running my cleaning business in the oil field, because I felt like I was always chasing stray wild cats that thought they were undiscovered geniuses while pushing a boulder uphill. Right? Running around, scrubbing toilets, flipping burgers, siphoning diesel, and then coming in every night, making sure that I got to this show. And I'll tell you guys, so the reason I went to Fort Worth, Texas, and you can't make this stuff up. So I land... Ruthie's dying
to get
on my...
you know, AJ, I think we're going to have to come up with our own stories yet. But go ahead. I
think that Bella was taking jobs away from poor illegals and perhaps some refugees. I think that's terrible, Bella.
Bella, how dare you work so damn hard when an illegal wants that job.
Yeah, good one.
Here, you guys, you will not believe this story. Okay, so, you know, 2010 September is when I made my first phone call into Hannity. November, just a couple months later, Thanksgiving, I leave Minneapolis driving on a holiday to pretend that it's not a holiday, to get out to get my job for selling drill bits. I only lasted for a short period of time selling drill bits because what? Guess what got me in trouble? My big mouth. And I was working for a big corporation, and one of the guys had been harassing me, and I flat out called him out on it. Well, of course, you don't call harassment, sexual harassment, in the damn oil field, but genius here did. So I end up waitressing because word spread throughout all of the Bakken that I'd called sexual harassment. So now I'm waitressing and bartending and in Williston, yeah, the wild, wild west. My car had blown up, so I didn't have a vehicle. I'm walking everywhere. So this really bad day in the oil field, which I always screamed at all of the little throne scrubbers that used to complain to me about their chip nail or their boy problems and the same. So they had such a bad day in the oil field. I'm like, no, baby, you don't know a bad day in the oil field. Why don't you be in Williston, North Dakota, in February with no vehicle, minus 50, you're waitressing and you're trying to get yourself taken seriously and launch your radio show because you know what the hell's coming down the pipeline and it ain't going to be pretty and you're hoping like hell a real leader is going to come from somewhere, but never mind all of the seriousness. So I'm in cash-wise and I'm sitting there working on my computer and I'm contacting people on Facebook and I'm doing all these things. Well, the bad day was this. I went in and I got my Lean Cuisine, which I you know, you'd think I'd give them up. I still eat the damn little things, but they're only $2.69. But and no idea how much of an impact a $2.69 meal would have. But I went to Lean Cuisine. I nuked it. I sat down at my computer. I'm sitting there working on the radio show. My ex-husband starts calling me because I'm behind on the Audi payment. The Audi is blown up. The motor seized up because it sat in the parking lot while I was selling drill bits. When I got laid off for my sexual harassment calling out, it blows up, and so that's sitting there, and I'm
a boulder uphill. Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm walking everywhere with two Carhartt jackets on. It's minus 50. I had Kathmandu, I call him that because he deserved that title. He gave me his truck to drive for a while until he realized that I wouldn't exchange favors for a vehicle. I said, yeah, the third finger salute to that dude. So anyways, I'm sitting in CashWise and I'm working on my computer, and then all of a sudden the guys that gave me so much grief at the Drillit place, they come walking in, and I had one of those girl moments. I don't have many of them because I don't believe that I have much of the girl hormone in me, but I broke, and I didn't want them to see me cry, so I slammed the computer shut, I threw my two jackets on, and I ran out the front door. Didn't even think about that stupid Lean Cuisine. Girls, I got arrested for shoplifting the Lean Cuisine in Williston, North Dakota.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone with the. I'm on the phone with the criminal.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I don't know if this is good for our reputation, AJ.
It's not. It's not. Oh, I'm in a panic.
You mean to tell me you got busted for shoplifting for a $2.65 box of whatever is really in there?
You think that thing hasn't dogged my ass ever since? So then, here's the worst part of it. I'm so bloody honest. I was waitressing at the time, it was full-blown arrest. I got handcuffed, frisked, thrown in the back seat, hauled off to Williston, had to pay bond, post-bond, the whole Mickey Mouse bullshit. So then I go to my waitressing job, and I told them, I said, yeah, I'm sure this will probably come out in the paper. We got to watch in about 2 minutes for coming in our first break. I told them, I said, you know, I'm an honest business person. I just want you to know what happened. He all of a sudden gets freaked out and claims that, you know, that I'm shorting the till and all this shit. And I told him, you know what? I'm a business person. I'm very honest, sincere, and direct. And I'm fighting for this country. Do you think that why would I come to you to tell you all this before? I said, I could easily not say any of it. I just said to myself, you know what? Someday the truth will come out in your story, and you'll be able to tell people just what all you fought against. And you know what? That's what's missing so much in this country, is knowing and understanding how to come up against obstacles and things that can stop you from achieving your dream and your goal. And that's why I thank the good Lord every single day for the great people that have come around me since coming back to Minneapolis. Because I'll tell you what, I woke up the next day in Williston, North Dakota, a young 18-year-old roughneck had given me his truck because he saw me walking around, and he said, I can't have a girl like you walking around in Williston. He gave me his truck, and I woke up, and when I didn't have my waitressing job anymore, they let me go. I went to the courthouse to plead my case. They didn't want to hear my case, and I was up against real hardcore criminals that were blowing .40 with meth, taking out public property, and getting a slap on the hand, but the female judge wanted to hear nothing about what I had to say. So I took that 18-year-old roughneck's pickup truck, and I pointed that bird south to Texas. And since I didn't really think, because sometimes in a panic, I just reacted, then I called Wilson. I said, I don't think I've created or accomplished Grand Theft Auto at this point, but maybe we should let the roughneck know I'm going to be gone for a little bit. But what I did was I headed down, and then a company man was listening to my show from North Dakota, and he said, you know what, girl, get back home. You sounded a lot happier when you were here, and we all miss you. And if you think I didn't turn that bird around to go back north, well, I did. And you know what? There's a blessing in all of, as I say this all the time, a setback is a comeback. You just got to wait to find the beauty in the mess. And the beauty in the mess, unfortunately, is one more person that did not see and understand the true terror and what we're fighting against in this country happened yesterday with the biggest terror attack since 9/11. Don, we're up against our first break. We got a fight, baby, fight. We'll be right back with AJ and Ruthie.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than Polar Builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified Polar Builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo Show with AJ and Ruthie, and I swear I still don't think they quite either realize what they've signed up for in being on this show with me. But ladies, before we get into the a little bit more seriousness here, I will say, so in my panic and my haste to get the hell out of Williston, because I thought that place was going to do me in, of course, I never got a chance. Well, I'd gone in and thought I settled the charge with the Lean Cuisine. Oh, no, I was down in Fort Worth, Texas with a warrant.
You know, that's it, AJ. For Christmas, we're getting her Lean Cuisine. That's all there is to it.
We don't want her getting in trouble ever again because she needed food.
Yeah. Good grief. I've never heard of anything.
No, I'm serious. I called up to make sure that my ticket was taken care of, and I got a hold of the mean, nasty lady that sat in that courtroom every time I went in there to try and talk to the judge. She had it out for me, ladies, and she was like, "Is this Bella? Where are you?" And I was like, "No, I'm not giving it up where I am." I'm like, I said, "You've got to be kidding me. That a Lean Cuisine, you would actually, like, leave North Dakota and go five states away to try and confiscate me? Aren't there bigger crimes being committed?" Well, I did get it taken care of over the phone, and I paid my ticket like I come clean on everything and anything that I've ever done. And I did go back to North Dakota, and, you know, today I find myself in Minneapolis, Minnesota, from the love of crude oil that is. And I was talking to Dennis Davis, one of the trust vets guys. And like I said, he was asking, where are you more beneficial? Well, right now, we're more beneficial getting those people that are on the edge, are kind of wondering, considering, haven't fully made their decision. I was at the swimming pool yesterday. I talked to a liberal who, this was before I found out about the terror attack, because I actually was spending some downtime with Wilson's kids that are in town. We were at the pool. I wasn't watching Fox. I actually turned on Facebook because I was just wondering if anybody had messaged me and find out about the attack in Orlando. And, you know, this is an unprecedented, this is all bets are off in this race. And what I've been talking to so many people and saying, you know, this is at the core of what's going to and where this country is really going to be. Because if we don't address the enemy from within and the attack and destruction of this country, well, then we deserve what we're getting, because this is a wake-up call. And I had said to Wilson, you know, the thing is I was getting a little bit nervous, ladies, that possibly by November, the Hillary machine could have done enough to beat up, you know, Trump with the La Raza judge, and who else knows what else was going to entail. But at the root of what will really do this country in is if we don't stand up against the from within dismantling of this huge influx of the refugees. And that's why when I was at Valvoline the other Saturday, and that gentleman told me how many are leaving Minneapolis, Minnesota to go fight for ISIS. And I want to say my prayers and condolences to all of the families and all that we lost in Orlando. But it is waking this country up. AJ.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about your felony record, Bella, and these this attack in Florida. Of course, now I'm getting more serious. I mean, just in Stearns County, which is where St. Cloud is located, we have a huge increase in felony cases. In 2000, we had 545, and it's jumped. 2015, it jumped over 1,068 felony cases. Why is that? You know, when we have poverty rising 23-25%, rental housing increasing 66%, I mean, the influx of the refugees in St. Cloud, it's having a huge, huge impact as we're importing not just third world poverty, but third world crime. I'm sure Ruthie could address that too. But yeah, we shouldn't be taking one more refugee because they are a risk to America's society. And on top of that, why are we being forced to take more than our fair share when oil-rich countries are not taking one, like Saudi Arabia?
You know, that will start to change once we have a real president in office, you know, not somebody that's just up there looking good. It is just so idiotic. Take, for example, this shooter, and I'm not even going to mention his name because he shouldn't get that glory, get in his 15 minutes of fame. But take this shooter. What does he do? He works for G4S, a security company that is driving illegal aliens around. Did you know this yet? This guy actually had a security job. The FBI has been looking at him for 3 years. They've interviewed him in 2013, 2014, and what was he doing? He was working for G4S that works with Border Patrol and other agents driving illegal aliens. So in a nutshell, what you have are people that hate us, that want to kill us, that are coming to this country because this administration and Congress are epic failures, and once these people that want to kill us get over here, radicalized here or there, I really don't care, they are driving around the people that spit on our rule of law and entered the border illegally. You cannot make this up. This is so over the top. I am just, I'm livid. It's just, he's driving around illegal aliens. You know what?
Of course he is. Of course,
a lot of them. All deported.
So I had this conversation at the pool yesterday, and this woman is saying to me, asking me what my heritage is, and did my family come here from another country? Yeah, of course they did, as did hers. And so this is before I found out about the terror attack, because I really would have pushed her on this. Plus, I was having such a good time at the pool, I really didn't want to raise my blood pressure, so I just sat and listened to her. But she epitomizes what keeps the complacency of those here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She has the old school melting pot mentality. I mean, she said, well, we all came from another country. And then she went so far as to say, well, mine came from Italy and Germany. And what they should have never done was tried to get us to assimilate. They should have let us keep our native language. Let us keep our little Italy, our little Germany. And I wanted to look at her and say, why the hell did they come here then? I mean,
exactly.
What
if you love
American...
your culture, your country, your language, your system, all of that, your flag, you will refuse to assimilate once you get to the United States, only if you come legally, because if you come illegally, we're going to boot your ass out. But if you want all of that, then why in the hell would you come here in the first place? Hello.
Right. Well, they're serving as cheap labor, and
yep,
the American taxpayer is actually subsidizing the private industry's wage rates. So they come here, they have low wages, and yet the American taxpayers are paying for their food assistance, housing assistance, health, whether it's refugees or illegals. This is just a fact. And
yep,
we're being taken to the cleaners as if we're fools. And so we have politicians who have handed us a banana republic, because that's what we have.
Well, and if
and,
we don't, if we the people do not rise up and say enough is enough and get somebody in office that will put Americans instead of foreigners and illegal alien foreigners first, if we don't rise up now, you know, we're going to lose this country. It's up to us. It's now,
right,
and let's get it on.
That's one of the reasons why I'm running. Tom Emmer created a Somalia caucus. He's accommodating the influx of the cheap labor. He invited other members of Congress to join. None of them did, except for Democrat Keith Ellison. So in the meantime, he fails to sign the Babin Bill, 3314, which places a moratorium on refugee resettlement, which his district desperately needs, as poverty is rising, as crime is rising, as more Democrats are being brought in. It's not going to be a Republican district for long. And he hasn't signed the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act.
AJ, what community is that? I get that wrong every time. It's Cedar something.
St. Cloud. St. Cloud.
Okay.
St. Cloud.
We are second in this country in Somali population. Minnesota is. Only outdone by California. However, we have the largest Somali community in the country, and it's up in the city somewhere, and I can never remember the name. But, you know, how insane is that? That we listen to these terror attacks, everybody is appalled. That's all you hear on the news now. Golly, you know, we're going to hear about this for a week and just pound it in. Of course, you know, Americans, innocent Americans who were killed by illegal aliens, people who shouldn't be in the country to begin with, well, they don't get anything, but I suppose you have a big enough head count and then it matters. But you got all of this going on, and we have the largest Somali community in the 48 states. Do you believe this?
And that's...
Here's the reason. Here's the reason, you guys. Sorry, AJ, I'll let you in on... We got 2 minutes in our next break. Here's the reason. This state is, I mean, that's why I say we have this mentality of melting pot. But when I was talking to Bob Enos, who's going to come on our show probably on Wednesday, and he was talking about this misunderstanding of people, of liberals, here's the thing. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Have you ever had a logical conversation with them? Can you get them to reason? Can you get them to stop going over the edge with emotion and then picking just two or three topics and getting completely spun out of control, just like that woman at the pool, just like the people that I grew up around, which is, trust me, I know what it's like to be at war with a liberal because I'm the antichrist out of the family, and that's why I appreciate the new family that I'm creating and meeting now that I'm back here, because there isn't one of them that I could have a logical conversation with. It's always emotional, and they always go down this trail. And I do believe, ladies, that at some point, if they do an autopsy on a liberal, they'll find that there's a missing gene that has created this disorder. And I wish they would all go the F to one side of the country. We could have the other side of the country. A couple of years later, we say, well, let's see how it's flying for you. Look at, you've got everybody on the entitlement. You've got 10% supporting the 90% of them. You got muzzies running all over the place, raping, mutilating, all of this cannibalism, all this insanity, all this manity. Well, you can keep it. You can keep all of it because it is not what this country, this great country, was founded on. It's not what our founding fathers created. It's not what our men and women have served, fight for, to keep for us. Keep our freedoms, keep the American dream, the American spirit alive and thriving with capitalism, entrepreneurialism. I'm proud to wake up every morning and say, I'm an American. Well, we are rising up, and we've got a big job in November, and we're coming up our next break, and we got to fight, baby, fight. Don, take it from here.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit trustvets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
We are back, Melody Angelo, with AJ Kurt and Ruthie Hendricks. You know, Ruthie, when before I got to meet you, you had me laughing so hard because you were like, I think the two of us could talk someone into a coma. And then I was laughing so hard when we were at the restaurant because you kept saying, I'm going to get arrested with you. I'm going to get arrested. I was like, what the hell? Would you do run my background?
Said that to me at rallies and stuff. Don't get arrested. My husband has said that when I'd leave for rallies or something. Don't get arrested. Okay, dear. Whatever you say, I won't. I promise. Wink, wink, wink. Okay. And, you know, before you were talking about who do we reach out to? Do we reach out to the like-minded individuals, which is good because that's united we stand, really. And it's good to talk with people that think the same way you do. Then we have to get outside of the box and try to wake some of these other people up that are just kind of, you know, not really know where they stand. And then just a recommendation for those liberals out there that really, you know, many of them that really dislike Ruthie, then you talk to them because it's practice. But you tell them that. That really makes them mad. Well, I'm done practicing for the day. Thank you. Woo! They get
Here's the thing. Let's take a, because I'm a realist, and I like looking at numbers. And we know that we're outnumbered as far as Democratic voters. But we've got a game changer in the fact that you've got Sanders that's been dogging Hillary's fat, windbag, water buffalo, nasty ass. And if you talk to the Sanders people, they won't necessarily flip to Hillary. Then you've got the fact she doesn't have the young vote. And with her anti-gun stand, which I, you know that there are Democratic men that are listening to this going, that windbag's not taking my gun. I mean, So it's not like she is so far ahead that we can't pull the wheels off of her. But now you've got, unfortunately, and again, my prayers go out to the family and all that have lost in the Orlando, Florida terror attack. They went after the gay community, which were a strong supporter of Hillary. And even the LBG has, I can't remember what city became a supporter of Trump. But they're getting worried, saying we may not believe politically, but we want to stay safe. And I said this from day one on my show. This country was going to finally wake up when it was undeniably, you can't hide from it. It doesn't matter what you do. This country's in trouble. And, you know, when you take the security away, you take the jobs, what else does somebody have to believe in? And, I can't wait to hear Trump's speech tonight when he pulls the gloves off and starts to really go after Hillary. What is she going to say? And now she's got Barry campaigning for her. How much is that going to help her?
It's not. You know, I like AJ because she's the candidate here. AJ, you know, the lineup is this. This is the lineup. We've got a socialist communist. We have the poster child for Cell Block B and Trump. Really?
Well, we're actually in this mess in large part because of public education. We are allowing the left to change our country demonically through our children. and they're not being taught their history. They're not being taught about conservative values and freedom and liberty. They're not being taught the Constitution. And instead, they've got social justice being taught to them, and in a way that's really harming the situation. But now we've got into it several generations, and now we have young people who would support an open socialist like Sanders. And the critical thinking skills are just about diminished.
Yep.
Thankfully, we still have the blue-collar, hardworking Americans who cling to their guns and Bibles and understand that the politicians really are just rigging the system. They're taking in corporate lobbyist dollars, special interest dollars, and they're not working for we the people. And so now we have a real mess. And it's going to take some wake-up calls like Orlando, unfortunately, for some of them to say, you know, maybe we need to admit the truth that Christians may not agree with the gay lifestyle, but we certainly don't think they should be killed. And we do believe in states' rights. If a state wants to create laws that would allow gay marriage or whatever it is, that's a state's rights, and the federal government has overstepped its constitutional bounds, and we have really handed over too much power. And so now what are they doing? They've diminished our borders, so we have almost 25% of the U.S. prison population are illegals. We're paying for that. We've got the federal government going and scooping up third world poverty and crime, and dumping them wherever they decide to dump them, usually in Republican districts, for a reason. So here we are with a mess, and the people have an opportunity to vote in regular folks like myself. I'm a veteran.
Well,
I'm a business owner.
And,
oh, well, I hesitate to say it because I'm non-combat, but I've been through the training. I was ready to go to fight for my country. And there's many veterans like that. The real thanks goes to those who actually were in combat zones and really gave up and risked life and limb. And
well,
we're not doing
really
enough
to
those people.
I think you should really go to both because you were willing to do so. You know, that's the part that these liberals sit back and they slam our servicemen. You know, we're giving illegal aliens every possible thing we can give them, free health care, free housing, free food, free education, phone cards, EBT cards, cars, good Lord. But we have homeless veterans living on the street. That is a national disgrace. And for you, even though you did not serve in combat, I thank you once again. I am American Legion Auxiliary Color Guard.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
Ladies, I also want to jump in here real quick. We wouldn't be in this revolution right now if it weren't for a couple of things. That's why I always say you got to find the beauty in the mess that is all around us, right? So close to 8 years ago when Obama and Hillary were running, we were already fed up. We were already fed up with the Bushes and the Clintons. We were fed up with politicians. So we allowed a black man that was kind of like the black JFK. Nobody can speak like him with a teleprompter. He shoved a sales presentation up our rear ends without us even looking at it or vetting it. We believed in the hope and change, and we wanted change, so we brought it in. Then when he got in, there were a great number of us that got busy because we knew what he was going to do. So we woke up, and as individuals like you, Ruthie, me, myself, I mean, I woke up one day and made a phone call. I didn't think I was going to sit in my pickup truck after scrubbing toilets in the oil field and sit in my truck and yammer for 2 hours straight. But I was doing it because I wanted people to wake up. And if somebody like Trump would have tried to run 8 years ago, it was too early. This country wasn't fed up. This country wasn't scared. They weren't ready for a non-politically correct guy that comes across that speaks for us, the blue collar, the white collar, the red collar, whatever collar
He's speaking like we do when we're at the bar, when we're sitting in the backyard, when we're driving along, calling each other, saying we are fed up and I want to do something. I want to make America great. He's not backed by lobbyists. He doesn't even want to take a salary. And when people just come back to me and say, well, he's a little unpredictable, that's what we want. We don't want someone that stands up there and hands us the same bullshit that they all do, that they campaign on, and then they go in. Because what this year showed, and that's why it's such a unique time to be alive right now, it showed that if you didn't believe in the establishment, well, it was pretty hard to ignore when you watched all those candidates swear to back the GOP nominee, and then they all clamored together to fight to show us it is us against them. It is we the people against the system, the far-reaching, corrupt government machine. And you know what, AJ, that's why I'm supporting you, because I believe that this is a time for someone like yourself and the rest of the real patriots that want to fight to take this country back. Your voice will be heard, and we can get a following for you, because we are fed the F up with the career politicians that have destroyed this country and have made us look like we're not, I mean, we don't look, act, think, or talk like our country anymore, which is why it touched me so much when I've been saying that on my show to begin with, when I heard Glenn Beck that day in the hotel room, and all I could do was hope and pray that all of these efforts that we've been putting together will lay the groundwork for somebody outside of the system to come in and do the tough work that's ahead of us. I heard Newt when he was talking that let Trump come in and do the heavy lifting and a true conservative constitutionalist come in afterwards. Doesn't mean we're not going to follow the Constitution, but we need someone that has the balls, the kahunas, to stand up and get rid of those that are destroying this country. AJ.
Absolutely. I mean, what I do like about Trump is that he was able to push aside political correctness. And I can tell you time and again, I've also thrown political correctness away. And I'm criticized for being blunt about things. I mean, we have refugee resettlement has become a multi-billion-dollar industry. And so we have things like the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops taking in $551 million a year. And, of course, they're going to tell the people that follow them to embrace their new Muslim brothers. And it's wrong. But money talks. And this is why it's tough for individuals who are constitutional conservatives like myself to overcome the incumbents who are getting corporate lobbyist dollars. And if we don't get people to wake up and say, this is our chance, this is our year, go vote in the primary August 9th, we can get rid of the incumbents. We need more constitutional-minded individuals to be there with the right president, so that we can restore the Constitution and restore liberty and our rights and say no to the insanity.
Amen. We got 1 minute. We go into our next break. Here's a couple of things that we can do, ladies, to fight against the SOBs that want to tell us that we are not being politically correct. Go to my website, belladangelo.com, BELLADANGEL.com. I have some apparel there. One of them says, go out and make a difference. So
is it
your
pink?
Candy. Yeah. The other one has Rebel Red, which was my nickname in the oil field with the Confederate flag. And the NFSE is not fire and safety. It's something else. I can't say on my own show. The third shirt, and these are available in men and women, says, never forget, thank you for your service. On the other side, it says NFSE and Semper Fi. I have steel-toed boots that they fed the F up. Go Trump. You know what? When somebody tells me, you know, you're not being politically correct, I give them the middle finger salute, and I say, well, look at what destroyed your country. And you know what? I will not back down. I will not surrender, because I'm a street fighter, and I'm relentless in my pursuit to prove that one person can make a difference. But we're power in numbers. That's why, again, I give thanks every day, and I pray when I wake up in the morning, and I ask one more person be brought to the team so that we can go out and kick the lily white crap out of these criminals because we deserve to fight baby fight and take this country back. Going into our next break, we'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
We are back. Bella D'Angelo here, AJ Kern, Ruthie Hendricks, having a ton of fun. I want to tell you guys something. So, you know, I do my part too, any small-time terrorism. So I'll bet you now that you've started listening to the show on a regular basis, you know, I do come up with things to terrorize Wilson because, I mean, come on, ladies, give me some credit. I'm hanging out with a 71-year-old curmudgeon Bernie Sanders wannabe twin. Okay.
This is stuff nightmares are made out of, really, seriously. Sorry.
I mean, I'm single, and I'm hanging out with Bernie Sanders' wannabe twin who has possible Tourette syndrome at times, I wonder. He has possible, what I tell him, I tell him he's a Korean terrorist. He has these outbursts, you know, and so to get even with them, so here's what I'm going to do to him, because, again, he doesn't listen to the show. But what I am going to do to him is I'm going to tie him up terrorist style, hostage style, in his garage so he can't get free. Then I'm going to play nonstop demonic and satanic-friendly music. And then I'm going to call every Jehovah's Witness chapter in all of Minnesota and tell them that there's a soul need to be saved. And then since I've laced his coffee with a little bit of extra, let's say, just
Viagra. No. Sorry, another outburst. I'll try to stop that.
He's not going to look particularly well, so he'll fit the whole program. And by the time he gets his hands on me, I'll just say to him, I'll say again, nobody ever jacks with me, and I all I can say is I've got the fix for just about anyone that can lean a little bit too hard to the Korean terrorist. But no, I love giving Wilson grief because, again, the oil fields wore me down by the end of my week because I had 220-some drilling rigs, which, you know, that's like a couple hundred company men for me to interrogate and paganize, demoralize, and frustrate, but mostly have a lot of fun. And as long as I'm here, and I was saying this to Dennis Davis when I said, it's hard being back here. I'm just glad and blessed that I work for a great company that is not big corporate America. I'm not fired for who I am. I'm allowed to be the free spirit, steel toe boot wearing, jeans cursing individual working in the construction world with good old boys. Because that's what I was so afraid of coming back here. And then when Dennis said, but, you know, where's your effectiveness? And if anyone could possibly inspire people to find their non-politically correct, roughneck, red-blooded soul within themselves, because I worry if Minneapolis and greater Minnesota isn't already done in. I mean, one of my conversations, I don't know, months and months and months ago with Ricky Bobby in the oil field, I was talking about where I saw this country going, and Ricky said to me he thought that the U.S. would become two countries from within. There's areas that will never recover from what has happened, and then there will be thriving areas. And I knew that we had a problem with Minneapolis, Minnesota, back when I was working for Doherty Employment Group. I worked for 10 years for Doherty Employment Group. I was in every single manufacturing floor in all of Minneapolis, all of greater Minnesota. I went to Chicago. I went to Milwaukee. I knew how many illegal immigrants were here. I knew when I sat at that boardroom in Turk Works up in Plymouth, Minnesota, which would have been over 10-some years ago. I was all excited to plan for their production needs. They were offshoring a big chunk of their business to Mexico. We were putting up translated language for the Somalians, for the bathroom etiquette, for their prayer break. I had no idea what we were really battling. All I knew was that if a specific group of individuals could come in and shut down manufacturing and make these kind of demands that warranted these types of meetings, I thought, something's not right. And what is going to finally wake up this country? When I sat and listened to all of those executives say that they couldn't retire, they didn't have their investments, they didn't have their retirement. I walked around while we were already in that double-dip recession with all the houses underwater and all of the foreclosures. And I said, my God, where is my God and where is my country? And how are we going to get Barry out and get a real leader? We've got 3 minutes left. I want to get in and listen to Trump's speech. We've got to get people listening and tuning in and paying attention. Ruthie and AJ, tomorrow, if you don't have a pink bra, I will send you a damn pink bra. You have to wear a pink bra and a white T-shirt and lip gloss. Got it, ladies?
Oh, boy.
Okay, you pick
assignment.
The top and I'll pick the bottom. Nah-ha. All right, we see how that works.
I want to do a quick plug. I have an event this Thursday night at 7 p.m., St. Cloud, Ace Bar and Grill, and it's a meet and greet at 7 p.m. on the 16th, Thursday. Everyone's invited. If you have we can have some good conversation about the Muslims having prayer time in the St. Cloud School District now, and how our Republican representatives have voted for every Student Succeeds Act, Obama's education bill, and how that's just going to make things make it solid so that the kids are really in trouble.
Hey, AJ, tell everybody where they can find you. We got 1 minute left, and then I'm going to let Ruthie tell where she can be found.
Okay. And then if you're done going to AJ's event, go to theruthiereport.com, Ruthie, R-U-T-H-I-E, on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, so you can go to AJ's and come back and then get there what AJ is going to have and come back and get illegal immigration and listen in, and you'll be so informed you won't know what to do.
Yeah, well, visit AJKern.com. AJKern.com.
Amen. Ladies, I got to take it from here. It's been a great show. Ruthie, I'm going to hound you relentlessly because I want you on the show permanently. So I'm just going to put that out there for everybody listening. If this isn't proof that we need, as Ron said when he came on my show a couple weeks ago, it's the women that are really fighting. And it's the women that we need to get to understand the real danger and enemy of Islamification and Sharia law, the mutilation, the rape, the disrespect. This is subhuman, and it's not a religion. And it's not a peaceful religion. This is a destruction, and it is an honor to kill a Christian cloaked in a religion. It's a cult. And we're in a position where we have to fight. We have to get out and get a leader in office that can take the steps that are needed to stop the further dismantling of this country. Barry came in with a purposeful plan. He's the most successful president to destroy as much as possible. When people tell me that one person cannot come in, one person already has. And now we need one person to undo everything that Barry the Destroyer has done. All right, we got to say goodnight, God bless America, and ciao for now.